This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thanks to Sam here, our little returning board op. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Keith Rogers, located, of course, in beautiful western Montana, and I thank you for joining us tonight. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, or if you're less financially imposed, I guess you call it, you can, or more, I guess you call it, financially restricted. It's 1-800-313-9443. I have three video clips tonight of material, and I hope to get through most of it before the callers might want to call in. Today is Sunday, the 21st day of March, 2021. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chatandgo.com. Tonight's theme is chickens that will, emphasis will, come home to roost. And we've been kind of chatting about this in the chat room there on Gators there, so I hope you bear along with me here. I had originally scheduled another show for tonight here, but in researching it, it got so drawn out there because of, well, the research itself, that since I'm moving to next Sunday to another time slot, I thought I'd move it there because I have 2 hours to play with. And I'm sure you'll be inspired, I guess, to find out how much corruption there has been. But anyway, first I'd like to say that Venezuela's state-run oil plant was hit today with a massive explosion, as was one in Saudi Arabia. Odd that Gregory Manarino had just talked about this, and he's now being censored on YouTube, and he's had his LinkedIn account blocked. You can't talk about what's really going on. That's a no-no. And I would encourage everyone to catch this last Jimmy Dore show talking about Rachel Maddow again and her constant Russia, Russia, Russia stuff. It's really interesting. Anyway, by the way, the left is eating the left. I personally believe that all this, in fact, serves two purposes, one of which is to cause shortages and, of course, drive prices up because so much depends on the oil market, as the United States is a broker for some or for same, and, of course, it keeps the interest rate figures down. And the second, of course, is in tandem with those idiots that are pushing this climate change and with those planned Klaus Schwab's stated and Biden's dark winter to shut down the CO2, and with that, where Schwab himself talks about this global reset and the plan for the energy crisis. And there's a screen up here I've got from Skype, and I'm afraid to exit out here because I'm not sure if it'll kill my conversation here. So with that there, I just have a quick video here from Schwab there. It's clip one. If Sam would play that real fast. Please.
And since we're discussing
Pakistan,
terrorism comes.
That's not it. Did I get that wrong? Now, clip one should be the other one, Schwab. Oh, that's right. No biggie. Just a short clip. Okay, go ahead.
But still, pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
That's how these globalists want it. And as I've seen yesterday, the organized protest of millions all over this planet, of those protests in these lockdowns, I've asked a few of my friends today if they've even seen it on the news, and they said no. So it goes to show you that the media is sequestering these things, making sure that's not going out. For one thing, they don't want that movement to grow. And sadly, in some areas, it wasn't large enough because as the police were walking or being marched backwards, you can bet that next time they'll be out in full force. So anyway, many of those at those protests had accompanied with the signage that said the so-called pandemic was a hoax, and that a number of the deaths related to the said virus don't match up to what the normal deaths occur to each year with the common flu and other diseases. Yet it is being used to control the entire world, destroy all small businesses, food production, as well as the psychological warfare in a means in which is causing the suicides from extended lockdowns, from isolation, and of course the steady diet of fear promoted by the media as cases, which in of themselves doesn't denote any deaths, just cases. My second clip here, if my dogs don't bother you too much, bark in the background here, comes from Israel, which is an expanded clip from another one to highlight the corporate power of those like Pfizer over in Israel, who have made many secret deals with the Israeli government and are being used as a template for the countries to follow. And that's clip number two, which is at the Ilana Rachel Daniel. Sam, if you could play that.
Ilana, Rachel, welcome in the Black Box studio. Yesterday, I listened to a kind of a disruptive audio file from you all the way from Jerusalem.
It's a very bad situation here. They're making people wear an ankle bracelet. It's absolutely insane. But meantime, we just keep fighting, you know? Fighting as much as we can. So we need everybody's help because whatever happens here will happen everywhere. Will happen everywhere. So we're fighting for ourselves and we're fighting for the whole world. But we need help. We need everything. Every hand on deck.
It gave me the goosebumps, and that's the reason why I wanted to talk to you directly to report from your side what is actually going on in Israel.
What's going on, in short, I don't know if there is a short version, but that our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has taken the initiative to sign us up without our informed consent to be the experimental subjects for Pfizer's rollout of their experimental technology. And they are doing so with just short of brute force, using coercive methods of threatening people with their livelihood, threatening young children, 16-year-old kids, that they can't take their matriculation exams. And the rollout of this has been while this plan is for many countries, in other places they give you the option to come and sign up, but here there's no option. You pretty much need to come and do it. It's already as if the science is settled, even though it doesn't even exist. And there's a profound governmental and social pressure already to rush into this this experiment. And in Israel, they don't even speak about it as if it's an experiment. Well, the rest of the world is fully aware that's exactly what this is.
Are you saying that vaccines are mandatory in Israel right now?
Vaccines are not mandatory in Israel. However, this COVID-19 shot is, well, it's just short of it. Meaning they say that it's not a have to and it's not a force, but the reality on the ground is people are losing their jobs if they're in the health, if they're doing any sort of health professional. There are many, many different places where people are told that you vaccinate or you're out.
You told me something before in this audio file about people wearing a kind of a badge around their wrist, the free pass or something like that. What is that all about?
It's called the green passport. We're not told to wear it, but what they have done is they have essentially overnight created a second-class citizenry, a true medical apartheid that is disallowing healthy, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens from entering their places of culture if they do not participate in this experiment. It's that simple. We've been told there are people who have been kicked out of their choirs, out of their pools, out of their gyms. Like I said, there's incredible social pressure and division between families, and this illusion of science that you're not participating in it, so therefore you become this virus carrying threat to the rest of us, even though, of course, there's simply no existing safety studies. So it's really all in the name of science, they're actually doing something that's really just an illusion.
What is happening with people from abroad entering Israel, for example, by an airplane? What do they have to do to participate in society again?
So it's one of the worst displays of what's happening you'll see in the airport. I actually just this morning read someone's personal account of coming home, and his parent happened to have been a survivor, a Holocaust survivor, and he literally felt that he was in a selection. It was very clear: those who have taken the shot or have recovered from the vaccine get to go to the left, those who have not go to the other side and are forced into these filthy petri dish hotels that they have to either sit there, and they're all swabbed with this PCR test. And then there's also the option, again, the rules change from morning to night. So, but there is also apparently for some an option to wear an actual security ankle bracelet as if they're a prisoner in their own home. And you get to pay 2,000 shekels for the privilege of doing so. And this is what they're doing to their own citizens who have the audacity, I guess, to travel.
So what I understand is that the security wrist belt is actually a way of having a liberal quarantine at home.
Yeah, that's the liberal version. Correct. What we see here, and those of us in Israel, we understand that we are being used as a model for the rest of the world. And therefore, and because of the greater plans for this injection for the rest of the globe and for the greater plans that governments want to take these controls that they have, the overreach, these implementations that they've imposed on us, there's the feeling that it has to work. They're giving us no choice because we are the model in order to show everyone how fantastic this new version of life is. So we're up against extraordinary forces. We know how the bottomless wealth of the pharmaceutical companies, and we know the governments across the world. So, but this, the year of extreme implementations and policies, it's all culminating here in Israel right now with the rollout of this program. So like I said, while in other countries there's still a choice, here, the only reason they don't, in my opinion, the only reason they don't physically force it is because there would be too great of an outcry. But they're doing everything just short of it. Creating, it's the same old story. It's the other. It's this version is it, you know, it's the idea that this other is going to bring danger to my, you know, my safe place. And that's what those people who are not willing to participate in this experiment have become.
Is there any resistance in Israel to this, these events happening? I mean, if you look at it in a historical and also religious perspective, you might say after what happened to the Jews through history and they finally have their promised land, it's kind of cynical what's happening now with the Jews in Israel.
It couldn't be, you know, I don't know that it was planned from the outset to start here. I know that there are logical reasons why they rolled out this program here in Israel. But the particulars that we are that our people went through the Holocaust, and you actually have some elderly people who have were Holocaust survivors now being tested on in their homeland, in our place of refuge, again by the same company, only changed names. You really can't. You couldn't have tailor-made a more a bigger betrayal, because the truth of the matter is this is supposed to be our refuge. And we are now front and center in a danger that nobody, no one can even define. We know the immediate health. We know many of the immediate health concerns, but the fertility issues, we have rolled out a program that, never mind the fact that the only group of people that was ever at risk of dying, with exception to this virus, who was 65 and older, and those with comorbidities, they put such a sense of fear that they rolled out this experimental program even into pregnant women, pressuring kids from age 16 and up, and women, pregnant women, literally radio messages, come and get vaccinated. You'll save your baby. You know, and the night before they roll out the program, it's this, for the first time in a year, they put out news articles that say, oh, we suddenly have 30 some critical women, pregnant women in critical conditions in the hospital. It's such a crude, obvious. And people buy it. They just seem to buy it. They seem to forget not only basic science, but everything, their experience themselves. The one saving grace in this whole virus was that the children are spared. And instead, we're pretending like a pregnant woman needs to go and take an mRNA technology into her system. I have lived in Israel for nearly 24 years, and I could never have imagined that we would do these things. I could never have imagined. And but the thing is that we know it's not a secret. There is a contract. There is an actual physical contract between Pfizer and our government. We've seen only a redacted version. What we know is there is a penalty clause. They must, right now, the government of Israel is acting incredibly desperately because they have some sort of quota of people they must reach, that they must inject. I don't know what this penalty clause entails. Obviously, it must be something more terrible than risking the health of and generation for generations to come of your entire people. But we know that that exists. And we know that they're in a situation where they feel a lot of pressure. And so they're acting foolishly and more extremely. You know, they're sending out messages, offering people a slice of pizza to get your injection. It's just a twilight zone. And what's even more painful is not only how extreme, because it's so obvious to anyone who is willing to admit, but that there's so many people that, for various reasons why that's true, but for so many people who still trust in our government and are pretending like any of this could still be about a virus, you know, we're being boiled alive in this pot and pretending it's not that hot. And it's very painful. These people we love and respect, our neighbors, our relatives, and we're still acting as if this is what's really going on.
Ilana, in the Netherlands, we're facing new elections very soon. And there is one politician who actually has a house in Israel. She's called Sigrid Kaag. And she worked for the United Nations. And she's actually setting Israel as an example in the Netherlands and saying in the news that we should look at the success that Israel already has booked.
Laten we als Nederland een voorbeeld nemen aan Israël, waar gevaccineerde mensen weer toegang krijgen tot het maatschappelijk leven.
What would you like to say to her?
I would like to say to her that the data is not being collected. We are giving these people, these Israeli citizens, zero informed consent, zero ability to make a risk-benefit analysis. There is no even opportunity for people to understand what they're signing up for. And not only that, what is happening is they are given an injection, sat for 15 minutes. 15 minutes and then sent on their way. There is no paper. There is no list of side effects to look out for. There is no number to call. The data is not being reported. There are a number of citizen efforts that have been made to record what our Ministry of Health is not recording. Only the most extreme things come into the news, and they've stopped that even. With the first cases of Bell's palsy, the first elderly people who dropped dead of heart failure within hours, and then the headlines changed the next day. Oh, there was no relation. There's no relation to the injection they got. I know people personally who work in medical facilities who watch 40-something-year-old people die of heart failure 2 days after injection, and they're not allowed to say that it had anything to do with this vaccine.
There we go. There was something in here, I don't know if you caught it or not, what she said. Hang on a second here. Type in later. I was just picking on one of the guys. She says that she implies that this is coming from the same people who are responsible from then as in now, but they've just changed their name. So she's well aware of what was going on during this alleged Holocaust she talks about, though no one doubts that many Jews died. None, of course, which would be compared to what was done with Japan and Germany with the Holocaust of the millions in 67 Japanese cities or 50 German cities. But regardless, many Jews did die, as well as homosexuals, gypsies, and other stuff like that, you know. But the fact was, is she also highlighted that there's no informed consent on this, and people don't even realize what this jab is. Anyway, the phone lines are open because I have a I have another clip I want to do here, but I'm going to do it after the bottom of the hour here. So if anyone wants to call in, you're more than welcome to. In my other video as a setup, though, well, I may have played this video before. This becomes more relevant now as it has all the hallmarks of the way that the CIA in itself has operated in foreign lands. The capitulation of governments, but in this case, it's not a government. It's a medical coup, and then the taking of the corporations as collateral for the Western banking loans that, because of debts, usually default on and are then captured as collateral to be held by U.S. corporations. But this one here is the Pfizer Corporation. So with that, I'll take a break here for a second and to pick up Marcus in Idaho. Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm banging my head against everything that's happening here in the world. There's no solution that I can see because our elections are stolen. The people want to divide our people by 6 feet when the children need to be together and reach each other's place in life. I mean, it's like the government is not controlled by the people. We elect these people, and we cannot take them out, even though we have huge petitions to take them out. New York and California, there's just no connection with the powers that be with the people. And that seems very strange and weird to me. It seems like we're definitely living in the times of what they were living in 1700s when they decided to create a guillotine and take out the powers.
I'm laughing with you, not against you. But yeah, you're right. Something's changing. More and more people are starting to become aware or awake, I guess we call it. And that's why the White House keeps its barrier across it with razor wire and stuff. So, I mean, people are waking up to this medical fascism, you know.
Yeah, certainly, but they're not. I mean, I live here in small town Idaho. We've got 5,000 people, 6,000 people, and 99% of the people in our one grocery store are wearing masks.
Yeah, Marcus, can I ask you their age?
They're anywhere from 20 years old to up to 80. I mean,
yeah.
The median age is about 50.
Yeah, I was going to say, here in Montana, we got a lot of the youth and stuff that are no longer wearing a mask and stuff, and some of the elderly aren't either. The stores are all open up, except in the big city, the big towns, I guess. But in these smaller little suburbs, I guess you call it, people have stopped wearing the mask. In fact, I've even asked one of our local grocers here, why are they doing this? Because it's in violation of the American Medical Association, especially for people with limited breathing capacities and stuff. And since they don't live within 4 minutes of a hospital, their deaths could be attributed to the store and be civil damages and stuff. And I read him off the stuff. I have it on my cell phone. And he read that. It was a week later, and all the signs on his doors and stuff came down, as well as on another door of another store he has in another town here. But like I say, though, people are waking up, but it's those that you'll see predominantly who sit in front of the TVs all day long and they listen to this cases, and deaths and stuff. Those are the ones that are in constant fear, you know, network TV
but
watchers.
I really think we're like moving into the end times. I had a dream where a bunch of volcanoes all of a sudden popped up in my dream and they spouted out, and that's what I see with a lot of people, is they're not going to wake up. The end time, the biblical prophecy said that there's not going to be a whole lot of people which go into heaven are going to be in that.
No, I understand what you're getting at. Yeah, I understand what you're getting. Well, you know, in Revelations, it talks of one third of mankind, you know, and one third is a lot of a number there. But, you know, the other two thirds, though, are going to be around to witness what's coming. So, I mean, as far as the restoration of this earth, you know, but that we'll have to do that on another show there, because I'm getting a couple more callers in here. But I do believe, though, that people are waking up, and you'll see that if you weren't blocked from the media from seeing the massive amounts of those people protesting worldwide. It's just that here in America, it's going to be a little slower because of the controlled media. Okay.
Well, geez, I mean, we had people burning masks in Idaho.
Yeah, I gotta go here, but I got two more callers. But hey, Marcus, call in next week, okay? I appreciate it, okay? We'll be right back.
The war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose.
everybody knows.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to pick up 4 more callers, but I got to do it fast here because I have another clip, and I want to get that clip in tonight. So White Rose in Colorado, good evening.
Yes, hi, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, go ahead, young man.
Good. Last week you played that clip from the X-Files, and I heard you mention that they was back in 95 that they had the X-Files. But did you know that just a few years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, they brought them back for a short season? And that clip that you played came from the season 11, I think it is, that came out in 2016, 17, or 18. It was back like 3 or 4 years ago, when I was still burning DVDs. And so I got that whole season burned. It was a short season. I think they only went eight episodes or something. Every single one of them was weird, very, very weird. You got to check out season 11 of The X-Files. Very strange. It makes it even more insidious that they came out with it so close to what's going on now.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. And, of course, you know, I'm a realist, too, because like the old days of that handsome Fox Mulder, hell, we all get old now, don't we?
Yeah.
We look like hell now.
One more thing, real quick thing, Keith. You still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I try to tell this friend of mine who's a fire department guy, right? And he's telling me to kind of like bragging almost. I got the vaccine. I says you know that's not a vaccine, right? And he and I'm trying to tell him. I says you know it's a treatment, right? I says you know it doesn't protect you from getting anything, right? I says you know it's all a bunch of BS, right? You know. And he puts his hands over his ears. He gets up and he starts going blah 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 blah,
yeah,
to block out what I was saying to him. Just like a little child, they are acting. These people, like a little child with no brains at all. And this is a 50-something-year-old person. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I equate that to the.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sarah White Rose. Yeah, I equate that with the George Bushes talking about you're either with us or against us to now that we're in this together there, and people just going, no. Yeah. Anyway, Ken in New York. Good evening, Ken. And try to please keep it short, okay?
Sure. I'm a little puzzled about what's going on in Israel, where they seem to be doing Pfizer a big favor, and yet when the president of Pfizer was going to take a trip over there, he did a Ralph Cramden one. They told him he had to bend over and take one for the team.
Yeah, well, my next clip is about Pfizer, Ken, so if you stay tuned, you'll hear all about Pfizer, okay?
Okay, good night.
All right, thank you. My best to you. Tony in Chicago. Good evening, Tony.
Am I on? Okay, I'm on. In regards to Israel, the Rothschild City of London Jew team that's running this COVID hoax, okay, they're not going to genocide the Jews in Israel. So there's no, because how are they going to rule the world from Jerusalem without these fake Jews living there? So they're not getting the real vaccine.
Well,
I don't care what that broad says.
Well, no, but if you look at, I've played that video here on the Bolsheviks. What they planned on, and they have no, like in World War II, where they said they have no problem in sacrificing some Jews. But the fact is there are Jews dying from the jab over in Israel. Some will be sacrificed, and of course that'll be chalked up to just side effects, or later what she mentioned is comorbidities. You know, so it's happening everywhere. But if you let me get to my next clip here, I will prove that. Okay.
Well, I'm very suspicious about what's going on in there. But the other point I want to make is I've been protesting these vaccine deck centers in Chicago, the largest one downtown, and then a very large one in Tinley Park. Okay, the last 2 weekends, and what I have witnessed is just total apocalyptic mass genocide of the white race in this country. Okay, I mean these mentally ill fools are running in there and taking a shot, big time. And I'm sticking my signs in their face because I'm not going to let them do it without dumping on them because they're filth. Okay, they're going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy this country with this because half of them are going to croak and we're going down. Okay, I'm serious.
Well,
this is apocalyptic.
Like that joke about the Amish where they ask you about the coronavirus and they said, well, we don't have a TV. They don't get it.
Oh, well, those are the smart white people. Yeah. Those are the smart ones. But if what's going, I know you want to go. If what's going on around the country is going on, what I just witnessed, especially yesterday, we're finished.
Yeah,
I mean that's what the New World Order Jew wants. They want us gone. They want white people gone, and they want to replace us. They're going to dump Chinese and mestizos in here, and it's happening, and it's going to happen within the next couple of years. Europe is fighting. Those are real white people over there. They're out in the streets by the millions, and I hope there's a mass civil war over there. I'll let you go, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. I would suggest watching Harry Vox on BitChute there. You might get a little bit more information on that, too, okay? Anyway, thanks for calling in there. And the next one here, Dave in New York. Try to make it quick because I have that other video, okay?
Yes. Hey, Keith, you were once a minister, right?
Yeah. Ordained, yes.
Is that right? Okay. All right, I want to ask you a question as a minister because we hear a lot of there's no hope. There's no hope. You know, all these things are going bad. And, yes, things are going bad. But I listen to Bradley Dean some, and I think about he's on Sons of Liberty. He is like, you know, he went around to all these assemblies and talked to kids and basically converting a lot of people. Very positive. He's got a message of hope that if we do something, God can do something. And it's like Caleb and Joshua, and it's like the 10 wise virgins and the 10 foolish virgins. So the end of my question is, with all these churches not preparing people for a Marx system and moving out into another economy, you know, our own economy, how are we going to survive when we can't buy or sell? So
well,
I think we've been very dependent.
Say here, Dave, that I think you're highlighting the 10 virgins would talk about the oil and the lamps. Remember that?
Yes.
There are those that, for one thing, it's spiritual. You're going to have to store up for your spiritual goodness. It may come to weathering the storm. It's for a lot of people, it's going to make us those who prepped for a lot of this stuff, because you may be cut off from buying food or traveling, whatever like that. And that's part of their agenda there. But I just posted here about the down in Florida where they said there's going to be no passports. And it may go state by state. I'm sure South Dakota will join in on this. And more people will realize what's going on and start to do something here. And, of course, I've already kind of joked about this, but you might see the heart attacks from these politicians suddenly, just like over in Tanzania, where this guy was avidly against the coronavirus vaccines over there, and he died within, a week or something like that. And now they got a pro-vaxxer in there. So this just goes to show you that, how the system works, okay?
Yeah, a bunch of guys like that. Well, I just say a lot of these pre-trib rapture churches, people are not going to be doing anything. They're going to have no oil in their lamp in many respects, both physically for living and spiritually.
That's because, the churches are being perverted. Like a lot of these churches are being pushed or told to push as gay weddings and stuff like that. And if they don't, they're going to lose their tax exemption. And so, of course, what are they going to do? This is like the Catholic Church bending to,
well, they shouldn't have had their tax exemption in the first place, but thank you.
Well,
Keith,
I realize
that.
That's a control method.
Yeah.
That's a control method. All right.
Right.
All right. Thank you for calling
in.
I appreciate it. Okay. All right. You know, here's a fun fact for you that the mRNA vaccines they now account for more side effects, in these reports from the vaccine, medical alertness since December than any other vaccine combined in the last year, and 8 times the number of death reports. And like but AstraZeneca, with all the known deaths, the media is still pushing this stuff. So, I mean, it's like the media doesn't care at all. So my next video has to do about zero liability. And, of course, this is going to come in from the clip here that I have next that I need to get played here. So would you give me that clip 3, please?
And since we're discussing Pakistan, terrorism comes to mind. Terror comes in many forms, they say. Sometimes it's from the neighborhood. Sometimes it's online. Sometimes it's from those you entrust with saving lives. Vaccine makers, for example. While countries like India are sending free vaccines to poorer nations, there are companies like Pfizer which are bullying governments. It's a story in contrast, and what a stark contrast this is. The US-based company Pfizer is holding governments to ransom, interfering with their legislation, even demanding military bases as guarantee. Would you believe it? A vaccine maker asking for a country's military base in return for vaccines. On Gravitas tonight, we'll bring you 2 horror stories from Latin America and the bizarre demands that Pfizer is making. Let's start by looking at Pfizer's business in the region. It has vaccine deals with 9 Latin American countries: Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Mexico, Panama, Peru, and Uruguay. Two major Latin American nations are missing from this list, Argentina and Brazil. Neither has a deal with Pfizer, but both have a story to tell. Let's start with Argentina. Talks between Argentina and Pfizer began in June 2020. In July, President Alberto Fernandez held a meeting with Pfizer's CEO in Argentina. Guess what followed? Pfizer asked to be compensated for the cost of any future lawsuits. What does that mean? Say someone files a civil lawsuit against Pfizer in Argentina, and if that person wins the case, who pays the compensation? It won't be Pfizer. It would be the government of Argentina. Now, Argentina had never done this before, but it made an exception. It needed life-saving vaccines, and desperate times call for desperate measures. So Argentina's parliament passed a new law in October 2020. But Pfizer was unhappy with its phrasing. The law said Pfizer needs to at least pay for negligence, for its own mistakes, if it happens to make any in future. Pfizer rejected this. It won't pay for its mistakes. Argentina then offered to amend the law to define negligence more clearly, to include only vaccine distribution and delivery under negligence. Pfizer was still not happy. It demanded the law be amended through a new decree. That's when Argentina put its foot down. They refused. Pfizer then asked Argentina to buy an international insurance. What for? To pay for potential future cases against the company. Argentina agreed. In December 2020, Pfizer came back with more demands. It wanted sovereign assets as collateral. What does that mean? Pfizer wanted Argentina to put, and listen to this, put its bank reserves, its military bases, and its embassy buildings at stake as collateral. Pfizer wanted Argentina to put its sovereignty at stake for what? Just to secure vaccines. There is no doubt that Pfizer is sitting on a pile of life-saving drugs. But what gives it the right to bully a government? Profiteering from your plight and mine. You see, vaccine manufacturers have always enjoyed a certain amount of liability waiver. Say you receive a vaccine from Pfizer, you have adverse effects because of the jab, you can always go ahead and file a lawsuit against the company. And if you win that lawsuit, instead of Pfizer, it will be the government that will be compensating you. And this is a normal practice. In the United States, for example, the PREP Act, that's the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, gives total immunity to companies like Pfizer and Moderna. But this is only if something goes wrong unintentionally. This does not apply to negligence. Pfizer is not happy with that. It wants more, not just sovereign assets, but a fraud insurance. Argentina was not okay with this. What about Brazil? What did Pfizer do in Brazil? The world's third most affected country. Pfizer went a step ahead and asked Brazil to create a guarantee fund and deposit money in a foreign bank account. On the 23rd of January 2021, Brazil's health ministry put out this statement, citing excerpts from Pfizer's pre-contract clauses. These are Pfizer's demands. Look at this. Number one, Brazil waives the sovereignty of its assets abroad in favor of Pfizer. This is a vaccine company. Number two, that the rules of the land be not applied on Pfizer. Number three, that Brazil take into consideration a delay in delivery. Number four, that Pfizer is not penalized for it, for a delay in delivery. And number five, in case of any side effects, Pfizer be exempted from all civil liability. The government of Brazil calls these clauses abusive. And they're right. It goes without saying, the Pfizer deal with Brazil failed too. This is a report by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. It talks about a third country, one whose deal with Pfizer was reportedly pushed back by 3 months. Why? Because Pfizer made similar bizarre demands. The company has just 2 billion doses to deliver this year, and that is on a first-come, first-served basis. A delay of 3 months can cost a whole year, and it can cost a lot of lives. Pfizer is playing with life-saving drugs. It is abusing its position, and having developed a vaccine with the help of government funding, it is now throwing tantrums at governments. Did you know that Pfizer's German partner, BioNTech, was given $445 million by the government of Germany? The U.S. paid Pfizer $2 billion as early as July 2020. This was against pre-orders. Pfizer is looking at making $15 billion from vaccine sales this year. It is in talks with 100 countries and organizations. There is no dearth of money for this company. Why then is Pfizer bent on squeezing desperate countries of their assets? Like we showed you, 9 Latin American and Caribbean countries struck deals with Pfizer for vaccines. What did they have to give up in exchange? Military bases, embassy buildings, sovereign funds. Look at Pfizer's hypocrisy. It is bullying poor countries behind closed doors. And in front of the press, it is playing Messiah. On the 22nd of January, Pfizer signed an agreement with COVAX, the Global Vaccine Alliance. It committed 40 million doses to poor countries this year.
Well, that's it for that. We'll be back right after this. I've got some closing thoughts on that, too, okay? So stay tuned. This is Perception Management.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
I had with you, what I just can't find. someone new.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. And sorry, I can't take any more calls, but I want to read this off because it's a precursor for my next show here. So this is dated from May 21st of 2009, and this is where Wayne Madison writes the history of the synthetic H1N1 flu virus and the not-so-rosy future. The history of the so-called extraction of the genetic material from the corpses of the victims from the 1918 Spanish flu virus who were buried in the Arctic permafrost is part of the X-Files and part Jurassic Park. After an unsuccessful 1951 mission that involved U.S. biological warfare specialists to extract the 1918 Spanish flu genetic material in 1951 from the cemetery in this Eskimo village there in Alaska, the scientists made another attempt, a successful one, it turns out, back in 1997. Dr. Juhan Halton from the State University of Iowa successfully extracted genetic material from the corpse of these obese 30-something females. Notice it says obese. 30-something females who died from the Spanish flu in 1918, along with 85% of this Breivik missions called the Teller mission in 1918. These villagers in a single week. The pandemic, which at that time had killed 50 million people around the world. Once the Spanish flu genetic material was obtained from the lungs, spleen, liver, and heart of the Eskimo women's corpses, these scientists, in a scene reminiscent of the fictional movie of Jurassic Park, in which genetic material from extinct dinosaurs was used to bring the creatures back to life. It was recreated long since dead in the 1918 Spanish flu in a U.S. government-funded laboratory. The woman's organs were put cut out in one-inch cubes and then shipped to the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Rockville, Maryland, where the virus's genetic RNA material was identified and the 1980 Spanish flu was successfully brought back to life. The search for these frozen bodies in 1918 flu victims was not limited to Alaska. Other teams of scientists, acting like Dr. Frankenstein's Igor, set out to dig up these graves of miners who died in the flu in this remote Norwegian mining village. And I can't pronounce those words there, but it's Norwegian. But Madison had learned that from the research, those scientists who had been working on the recreation of the 1918 flu, that the genetic material has been re-engineered to synthetically create what is now known as the H1N1 virus, as the Centers for Disease Control calls it, the novel flu. So with that, that is going to dovetail into next week's highlighted research, which is all documented. There's none of it that's fictitious or any of that stuff. And we'll be playing some live testimony, too, before the church committee. But and I'll highlight that as different programs. Robert Rayvolt's up next with this loud music playing in my ear. So stay tuned to Robert Rayvolt, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for the chat room, listeners, and Sam. Appreciate it. Catch you next week.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.